18 after 6, we're about to speak with Ricardo Simão, Manager of Environmental Systems at the Royal Botanic Gardens, Victoria, about an animal, a small Australian animal and rodent called P-O-O-K-I-L-A. And because we work in talk radio, we call it a poo killer. I'm guessing that Ricardo calls it a pookala. Ricardo, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ross and Russell.
How do we pronounce it?
I love the way you roll your R's, by the way. Look, I call it pookila, and that's how I hear most of the mouse ecologists refer to it, so I'll go with that.
Okay, so it says not seen since the 1970s, but last night you released 28 of them into the Cranbourne Botanic Garden. So what were they missing from the 70s and recently rediscovered?
Well, yeah, so they used to be pretty abundant right throughout the Melbourne region, and then they started declining in numbers severely. So what we know now is that they're only found in about 5 locations in Victoria in the wild, out Gippsland Way near Wilson's Prom and Locksport, and they disappeared from the gardens around 1976. That we saw them, yeah.
Is that because they were poisoned?
No, look, there are a number of pressures on these shy native mice. Fire regimes changed, and foxes and cats were introduced, so they're sort of the biggest pressures.
And Ricardo, are you planning on breeding them? I mean, can you have too many pookulas?
Well, look, as I said, they're really shy mouse, and they only have one to five pups in a litter when they breed. So they're not as prolific as your introduced house mouse. But we've been working with Zoos Victoria and Moonlit Sanctuary. They're the ones that have been capturing the mice out in the wild, taking them into captive breeding, and the offspring are the ones that are being released at Royal Botanic Gardens, Cranbourne.
Tell you what, the marketing department's been hard at work. This interview started with a poo killer, an Australian rodent, yeah. And it's become a pookala, and it's a mouse. I tell you what, the marketing department's worked brilliantly on its behalf.
I didn't know we had local mice. Yeah. I mean, that's awesome. Don't you?
Yeah, this native mouse. So we have native rodents, rats and mice, and this particular one, the pookila. The fossil record shows that they've been around in Australia for over 4 million years. So they survived very nicely for over 4 million years, and then in the 1970s started declining.
But taking Russell's point, I know that in the bush, M means march and mouse, and that's when people bait.
Yeah.
So, you know, are they going to face the baiting issue?
Look, that is a possibility. Luckily, look, at Cranbourne, we've got about 1,000 acres of remnant bushland, and that's protected by a predator-proof fence. So we try and keep the cats and the foxes out.
Yeah.
So they're safe within the gardens, within the bushland within the gardens. But yes, people do use rodenticides, which cause a whole bunch of problems, including secondary poisoning to things like owls and other predators. So it's a big issue Australia-wide.
Yeah. Good on you, Ricardo. Nice to speak with you, Ricardo Simão.